And here it is, verse 7. And Hushai said unto Absalom, the counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time. For, said Hushai, thou knowest thy father and his men, that they be mighty men, and they be chafed in their minds, as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field, and thy father is a man of war, and will not lodge with the people. Behold, he's hid now in some pit, or in some other place. And it will come to pass, when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth it will say, there is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom. Now, actually, he's giving very good advice, but it's for the benefit of David, of course. And the advice is just simply this. He says, you must recognize, Absalom, that you are not a man of war, and those that are with you are not men of war. Your father is a man of war. He is acquainted with the field. He's a veteran. He's rugged. And he has the mighty men with him. And after all, you've driven him out of Jerusalem. They're chafed by this. They are licking their wounds right now. And it's the same position that a bear that's robbed of her whelps, the little bears, that mama bear's really going to fight and will become twice as dangerous as she'd be otherwise. And that's the way David is now. You'd be very foolish to attempt to attack him and then to begin. Suppose you did attack him. David has been pursued before. Saul pursued him. And he learned how to escape and evade Saul. And he wouldn't be among the people. He'd know where to hide. He'd know how to escape. So you'd be very foolish to try to take him. And if you did, suppose you went into the house and you didn't get David. Well, they'd circulate word immediately that you were losing the battle. And you'd find the people that temporarily have come over on your side wouldn't stay with you. Well, that was very good advice that is given to him. He says, verse 11, therefore I counsel that all Israel be generally gathered unto thee from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for multitude, and that thou go to battle in thine own person. So shall we come upon him in some place where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falleth on the ground. And of him and of all the men that are with him, there shall not be left so much as one. Now, he says the important thing is, you are not prepared yourself to go into battle. Ahithophel is not prepared. Taking a few thousand men won't overcome David. Now, what you need to do is to gather Israel together. And you get prepared for this. And then when you're prepared, then you lead the forces into battle. If you're going to be the king, well, you'd have to do that. Remember, that's the way your father really came to the throne. He was, first of all, a great general. And this is the advice that Hushai gives. Now, actually, it was good advice, but it was not for the benefit of Absalom. It was for the benefit of David. It would give David also time to more or less reconnoiter. And so we find that Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai, the Archite, is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom, so that Absalom felt like the advice was much better. And candidly, friend, it was better advice, but it would be for the benefit of David in the long run.